This is the High School Football Recap Show with Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network. Coming up, a complete review of all of last night's games. The Recap Show is brought to you by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. The stars will shine brighter at the beach on December 21st in the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives Bowl. And brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now, here's Phil with a look back at all of last night's action across South Carolina.
Well, we're down to the upper and lower state finals in the high school league playoffs after last night's games in 5A Division I. Dutch Fork beat River Bluff 52-14 and Spartanburg down J.O. Mann 35-9 in the upper state. Those two teams met earlier in the year, and Vikings coach Mark Hodge on the scoreboard show last night said his guys are ready for another shot at Dutch Fork.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, I think our seniors are 2-2 against them. I think we won as freshmen and went one down there last year. You know, and they beat us pretty good down there in the playoffs a couple years ago. So, you know, we know we can beat them, and they know they can beat us, and it's going to come down to really the most physical team and the team that doesn't make mistakes. And, you know, at playing them early in the year, they exposed some of our physical and mental weaknesses, and it was kind of a reset for us. And so, you know, a lot of respect for those guys, you know, Coach Knotts and his team. You know, they're who you want to play, they're who you know want to beat. And I play them every week, honestly. And so I think they're excited with the draw. We're excited with the draw because at the end of the day, you know, whoever goes on and plays at state is, you know you've earned it. And so we're really looking forward to the challenge in front of us.
In the lower state, Somerville 49, Ridgeview 20, and Sumter beat James Island 34-17. On the scoreboard last night, Dennis Brunson of the High School Sports Report shared more on the Gamecocks.
You know, Sumter's offense, while they James Island kept them at bay certainly for a good part of the ball game, they are still very explosive, and they can be explosive, and as you can see, they could drive the ball a little bit too. But Sumter's defense had a very good game. First time they'll be playing in the lower state championship since 2020, when they that was COVID year when they lost to Dutch Fork. I think it was 24-0 was the final in that game. And Dutch Fork, that was Antonio Williams and the Taylor kid at quarterback. And Sumter only trailed 10-0 at the half, but they just couldn't generate anything offensively that game. But Sumter goes to Somerville.
In 5A Division II last night, Upper State, Northwestern 35, Greenwood 6, and Gaffney 21, T.L. Hanna 7. Lower State, Irmo 56, West Florence 7, White Knoll 23, Berkeley 3. 4A Upper State, Westside 49, Camden 7, and South Point 49, Daniel 35. Drew Nimmers of Upstate Today on the scoreboard last night said South Point had a running back who had a huge night.
South Point running back Mason Pickett-Hicks, the best game I've ever seen from running back. 34 carries, 485 yards, 6 touchdowns. 4 touchdowns over 50 yards. In the second half, he had 299 yards and 4 touchdowns. South Point has a very talented offensive line. It was the biggest line I saw all season. And, you know, Daniel's defense, no slouch. I mean, this is probably, of this recent run they've had, it's one of the lesser defenses, but I mean, they still have, you know, played pretty well against everybody in 4A. But I mean, they got the holes, and then he'd shoot through, and before you know it, he was in the end zone. His speed was remarkable. I mean, what do I have him here? He had an 84 yard touchdown, a 65, 54, 66, and then to finish the night, he had a 33 yard touchdown that put him ahead by 2 scores with about a minute left.
In the lower state, South Florence 49, Hartsville 21, and North Augusta 63, Gilbert 14. In 3A upper state, Mountain View 30, Crescent 14, Belton Honeypath 35, Powdersville 14. In the lower state, it was Loris 30 and Keenan 14. Oceanside Collegiate beat Dillon 28-21. Oceanside coach John Patterson on the scoreboard last night.
They never stopped us all night long, but we did a pretty good job of stopping ourselves in the second half. We, you know, we moved the ball right down the field, then we would fumble it, or we'd move the ball down the field, and we'd, you know, ball come out of our hand. It looked like a forward pass, incomplete pass. They called a fumble, you know, and then just one thing after another, just shoot ourselves in the foot. And put the defense behind the eight ball. I don't think Dylan went the whole field all night long. Every time they scored, they got a short field. That drive, they might have got the ball at about the 40 or 50-yard line. But I can't remember exactly. But
Blaine had a long run.
They did have one long run. That's right. Two got loose. That dude's a good player. Two's a good player. But that's the only one he really got loose on. But he's one of the best running backs we've seen all year, and that's saying something. But we got down to two. We just had to go line stand. And then, you know, God, when you're backed up in the shadow, you don't go. You always worry about ball security, and we just – came out there and we boinked them off the ball pretty good there. You know, got a few first downs, and we had to have a big call in there. We threw the ball, got them on an out cut, and I think they expected us to try to just eat the clock. And so we got a first down there, and that was pretty much it. We could just take it maybe the last two or three plays.
And we'll have more after this.
Touchstone Energy Cooperative members save more on electricity, and members save more on insurance, groceries, healthcare, restaurants, travel, concerts, and sporting events through co-op connections. Touchstone Energy is an alliance of the member-owned electric cooperatives, and as a member, the power is yours. Experience the power of co-op membership with Touchstone Energy and find out how much you can save on electricity and a whole lot more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Set your youth up for a lifetime of financial success with Smart Start from Founders Federal Credit Union. Smart Start products and educational resources help teach kids and teens the basics of saving, budgeting, and smart spending. Help them learn smart money skills to jumpstart their financial journey with Smart Start savings, debit, certificates, and educational resources. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/smartstart. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
In two-way Upper State last night, Clinton defeated Batesburg-Leesville 31-14. Monty Dutton on the scoreboard last night gave his side of the story from a Clinton standpoint.
The big story by far was Clinton's junior running back, Javen Cook, 24 carries, 269 yards, touchdowns, I think, of 4, 4, and 10 yards. Clinton only, the score was tied 14-14 at half with the Red Devils dominated the second half, and it showed up in the stats. Amadre Wooden of Batesburg-Leesville, who entered the game with over 1,800 yards, he had 19 carries for 75 yards, 3.9 a carry. Cook averaged 11.2 a carry for the Red Devils, and it was a fantastic rushing night for a big play offense that wasn't slowed down too much, although Batesburg-Leesville lived up to billing. Of course, they're the number one team ranked in the state, but they're a very good team. It's just that the longer the game went, the more Clinton took control. And Corey Fountain made mention of that afterwards, because Clinton has not, since they took a big fall at Daniel, they have not they have won every. This is the 31 to, I mean, this score is the closest anyone has come to Clinton since then, but they'll have quite a challenge when Fairfield Central comes to Wilder Stadium.
And it was Fairfield Central defeating Central 48-28. In the lower state, Barnwell edged Sherrod 28-27. Manning defeated Phillip Simmons 34-31. In 1A upper state last night, Abbeville over Lamar 41-24. Louisville 31, Hunter Connor Tyler 6. In the lower state, Cross defeated Hannah Pamplico 12-7, and it was Lakeview defeating Bamberg Earhart 42-32. So next week's schedule looks like this: 5A Division 1, Spartanburg at Dutch Fork, and Sumter at Somerville. In Division 2, it's Gaffney at Northwestern, and White Knoll at Irmo. In 4A, South Point at Westside, and South Florence at North Augusta. 3A, Belton Honeypath at Mountain View, Oceanside Collegiate goes to Loris. In 2A, Fairfield Central at Clinton, and Barnwell will be home to take on Manning. And in 1A is Louisville headed to Abbeville, and Lakeview plays at Cross. That'll do it for the High School Football Recap. I'm Phil Kornblut reporting on the Sports Talk Media Network.